Let's talk to our CIC of the Triple M Rush Hour around the globe and elite leader that he is. He was elite cricketer for the Redbacks. So he used to drive down from Holden Hill when he was batting with Paul Nobbs for South Australia. And he loved it. He thrived in these tough conditions. Jimmy Brayshaw joins us. Good morning to you, Chief.
It used to ring out around Adelaide, Brayshaw's in, and the crowd would just flock from everywhere. It was incredible how it worked, actually.
They had to get there quick.
Sometimes they did. Now, Jars, I've got to talk to you.
Yes, Jimmy.
57 points up. How does it happen?
Jimmy,
good question.
By my understanding, it's drifted over to me and Bristol in quarantine. Yes. 57 points up, and you were strutting around like Brian Gorgon on the sidelines, smoking the pipe. We're here, we've done it, it's all about me. And then the whole thing just went to hell in a handbag.
His team as well only made the top four on percentage, Jimmy. They had to win the last game by a certain amount. They've just squeezed in, got through, 57 up.
Who texts Jimmy that intel?
Brian and I are stuck in quarantine, and it still got through to me.
Let's talk about you. How are you going in quarantine with the big bristler?
Oh, I tell you what. I'm nearly done. It's the last day, and he's the funniest bastard on the planet. Firstly, he's a maintenance man, whole time he just fixes stuff. But secondly, the deals, Jazz, he's a wheeler and dealer. Has got smoke coming off.
What is he running with, too? Run us through his phone.
He's got the worst phone ever. It's like an iPhone 2. So it's thick and skinny, and it's got cracks on the face. And so he keeps trying to talk, and he thinks talking louder and louder will make the phone work. I'm like, Brian, just get a new phone. How about that for an idea?
Hey, now, I'm hearing, too, that I'm not sure what the weather's like over there, Bray, but I'm hearing you're enjoying your washing at the moment, and you love a good
Jimmy.
Drying day.
What?
Talk us through that.
No, Jim.
This is bullshit.
Well, because I know as soon as I get out of here that I'm going into a hotel, and it's too bloody hard in a hotel, so I'm getting it all done before I head up. It's a top loader, which isn't it's not my choice of machine. It takes too long, and things get too crinkly. So I've cracked it a bit with the machine, but if you've got good mail, I need to get the washing done.
Hey, who's wearing the pants in that relationship between you and BT? Who does the cooking, cleaning, sweeping?
Well, actually, we've shared the cooking because I'm passionate about a few areas. Bristle's a seafood man. Mm. Well, that's the other thing. We're in this house, right? And Brian is a former... West Australian, and he's got all his mates who have got sort of boats and things around WA. So we just keep getting knocks on the door. Well, not on the door, on the gate, because you're not allowed, people aren't allowed to get to the door. Knocks on the gate. And Brian just keeps bringing in these polystyrene boxes with stuff alive.
Alive?
Crayfish, marin, fish flapping around. He just keeps walking in with it. how it works. Jesus.
Of course, it's the big game on Saturday, James. Between the two of you, have you worked out who's doing the first bounce?
No, I don't know any of that. I don't know any of that. I would have thought the better caller, so I'd probably...
You have to do it, Jimmy.
But I know this much, Bluey, and that is I have spoken to my nephew about playing in finals, and I said, you've got to channel your uncle. Because I don't remember a final where I didn't dominate, to be honest.
Do you want to
learn how to play in them, you just talk to me.
Our Sheffield Shield final, James, you left me high and dry, Jim, on the last day.
Bluey, how many runs do you need me to make? I mean, what the bloody hell? Anyway, getting back to Angus, I said to him, Jars, don't listen to a word... I mean a word your father says. He wouldn't know his asshole from his elbow.
That's funny, Jim, because I actually spoke to Angus too, and I just said pretty much the same message you said about his father to you.
Yeah.
Don't listen. listen to your bloody uncle.
Yes. What are you talking about? I watched yesterday, and you would remember this, Louis, of course, because you're a student of the Waffle. I watched yesterday Claremont beat West Perth in the semi at Claremont Oval, and it brought back memories of the 9 goals Jars I kicked against West Perth. Basil Zemplis in the opposition. So I managed to get past
Jimmy.
Slotted 9 of them. So I just looked at it. It just brought back good memories.
Surely wasn't in a fight. This for the season.
No, that was in a game.
Jimmy is a much-loved figure at Claremont. When I coached Perth Demons and we went into the clubhouse, all about Bray.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
There you go. Otherwise, they showed me his photos where he used to change.
You're just kidding me. I'm 9 serious. Goals in a final.
The Tigers.
You're saying that like it's a surprise.
Now, at least to most. Will there be any surprises on grand final day? Who do you like and what do you think we might see?
Oh, I'm getting nervous. I want the Demons to win, obviously, of a family connection, but also this is a fairy tale, you know? I mean, Burn knows better than anyone. The Joint's been starved of success forever, so I'd love to see them have a grand final win. But, geez, the other mob against Port were white hot, and they are dangerous, Jars.
Yeah,
if you give
I agree.
Them space and time, they are dangerous. I couldn't tell you right now. I'm going to have to get closer to the day. I'm going to have to get my bloody nose to the ground and find out what's going on.
Jimmy, there's a big milestone coming up, and we've all got our invites and ready to go, got our dresses ready, and 50th, Bluey, have you got the invite,
mate,
and what are you wearing?
50.
Well, we're going to be battling to get there out of Melbourne. Clown that runs our joint, we're not going anywhere until about October 2025.
Yeah, but Bray, as you said, mate, you're an SA great, so, can't you...
Sure hates Adelaide, he tells me.
That's true. I am. That's exactly what I am. So the government there, there'll be a special passage, a tunnel built. I'll just be able to wander through. That's true.
El Chapo.
And then I've got the keynote address, so I'll be able to talk about all the stuff and lots of stuff I can't talk about.
Well, you're invited and the two knuckleheads next to me aren't, so there you go.
So we're not getting invited.
I am, aren't I?
Well, I just got to go through
your
my...
Your gate crashed our show. I've got
to go through my list.
Through our boss to get on with Burn and I. We didn't need you, mate. We didn't need you from day one.
I've got a colour for you, so you're in the... Yeah. We'll see
speaking
how we go.
Of your show,
this is
interesting to me.
Okay.
That you're in the breakfast slot.
Yes.
Because I don't mean to be... Like, the other show's getting tired. Come on. They've been on air 10 years. Like Dittmar.
Yeah.
Seriously. He can't even get in the building. He's that fat.
He's a squash player.
So it's very dangerous to vacate your slot and allow a young, fresh product in.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
That might be on the bloody skids that.
Jimmy, before we let you go, because you've got to get yourself ready, your boy Fat has officially retired from the Air Footy Show, Channel 9 Footy Show. Was he pushed?
No, I think it's not before time. Let's put it that way. He's battling to get a sentence out. He's completely and utterly lost the plot. Like, Bernard, how did he go with the quiz? We got 4 questions in and just had to abandon it.
Worst ever. Did we didn't even tell him we were stopping. We just didn't come back to it. I don't even know if he realised.
No, he didn't. He didn't. We were in the ad break. He's still reading the questions out. He's finished. He's absolutely finished, Fat.
Brilliant.
We'll let you go, mate. What does today hold?
You're almost done, aren't you?
Tonight.
So really intelligent people ringing me regularly. And we finish the conversation we're having, and then they go, well, what's on for the rest of the day? I'm like, what do you think I'm doing?
It's a dumb question,
Greg.
This is what we're dealing with, bro.
Can't go anywhere.
That's what I've got to put up with as the chief of this show. I've got to put up with this rubbish.
All right, I've got to go. Who did you play the final against, Jazz?
The South Gawler Football Club.
I've got to go and speak at the South Gawler.
Have a great call,
good
mate.
On you, mate.
Love you, buddy.
All right. Well done, you three.
See you, mate. Jimmy. There he is. And the CIC.
I can't believe he kicked 9 in a final.
He did too. He didn't say he was double tagged.
In and under, wouldn't he? Type of in and under player.
It must have been a free-flowing sunny day.
Scared outside women. James Brayshaw.